This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Well, there's been some very bad news come in. Young Betty.
Right.
A little while ago, she requested a Baby I'm Burning by Dolly Parton.
Yes.
Well, I can't believe it, but we've gone through the Joy archives.
Right.
It ain't there.
Really?
Now, I'm just wondering, if this is a gay and lesbian radio station, what the bloody hell is going on?
I agree.
Because how could you not have Baby I mean, if Dolly were here now, she'd be livid.
Well, she's coming to town.
She is.
I mean, gosh.
And to not have it is just ridiculous.
I'm wondering if I've got it on my iPod.
I would imagine
I probably
do.
Think
yeah,
I do.
I have got it at home, but not here with
me. Yeah, I'll definitely check, Betty. We're sorry about that.
Yeah, can only apologise. Is there another one of her classic hits that would, you know, help you get through this troubled time?
I don't know.
Guess what?
What?
Well, I was on Grindr the other day, and she's advertising on Grindr. Not Betty.
Betty.
No. Dolly Parton.
She's advertising on Grindr. So what, you like logged into Grindr and suddenly her advertisement popped up?
Yeah.
What did you do?
I didn't know what to do.
Mm.
I thought, that's not right.
Why not?
Well, I mean, my God, you know, obviously I'm there to make friends.
Mm.
And I just thought, really?
Mm.
You know, do we need to advertise for Dolly Parton?
I mean, you're basically on Grindr 9 to 5, so it sort of fits in, doesn't it?
And, you know, I was burning all right, but it wasn't for booking tickets for Dolly.
Imagine if you just suddenly started talking to guys in Grindr with Dolly Parton, the lyrics of Dolly Parton songs.
Yeah, God, you look nice in your coat of many colours.
Yeah,
you know?
I will always love you. It's just, I mean,
two doors down, I bet you're laughing and drinking and having a party. I don't think we need to advertise on Grindr.
Really?
I mean, it isn't Dolly, obviously. It's
well,
the people
I don't know.
Behind her.
Can you imagine if she said, I think I'm not going to try and do her accent, but
no, I loved it. It was quite. It was like having her in the studio.
I think you need to go and advertise on Grindr.
Oh, the African American Dolly Parton.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
I think you need to. I think, yeah. I reckon she's done it.
Maybe.
You know, the gays love a bit of Dolly, don't they?
They do. No.
When we saw her last time she was here, and Monty Di Monty was there in drag with the most enormous headpiece you could imagine, bringing complaints from everyone who was seated behind her.
Yeah. But she had to move. They moved her.
Exactly.
She's livid.
Yeah.
She's going to just go with the crew cut this time.
Really?
Well, she looks amazing.
Mm.
But yeah, you just see that's a bit, it is a bit, you know, and I realise it is Dolly Parton, so you think you can dress up and be like that. But you've got to be respectful of other people behind your hair, haven't you?
Yes.
You know.
I mean, imagine if the Pope showed up at a Dolly Parton concert.
It's just not going to work.
That hat's just far too big.
No wonder they want to assassinate him. Because that'd be hat.
Why do you think the Pope got assassinated?
Yeah.
I wore that hat to a Dolly Parton concert. The gays couldn't see.
Couldn't see anything. I mean, I could hear her, but I couldn't see her. It's the visual thing as well, you know.
Otherwise, I'd just buy the CD.
See, may as well. I could just watch it at home on my own.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now, on Saturday, I had to go to the airport.
Oh, yes.
Wasn't going anywhere. Had to pick my brother up.
Oh.
And he was flying in from Cairns.
Oh, yes.
And he was flying Tiger.
Oh.
You know, they go in the different, like, little, the different terminal.
Yes, I'm well aware of what they do.
Well, I've flown Tiger, but I did get a little bit lost.
Right.
When I was, like, driving into the airport because...
But when you went with them then, did you not go from that bit?
Well, no, we did, but...
You don't remember.
No, I don't really remember. Anyway, drove up, and you know how they have, like, the sort of thing where you can't stay parked for too long?
Yeah.
Like, it's basically a minute, right? And so I drove up to the tin shed. I was a little unsure whether I was in the right tin shed because it's actually, they've moved it a little bit.
Right.
And it's not well signed.
No.
Okay. Anyway, I drove up, found it, got to the tin shed. Everything's great. And I'm waiting there and there's that big 1 minute sign. Now, I've parked at the airport before and quite often you're sitting there and they'll let you stay there for a little while, but there's a security guard there. And they'll come along and they'll tell you, like, you need to move along.
Jobsworth.
Indeed. And so you have to like drive out of the airport, go around and then come back in. I don't know why they make you do that. It's silly.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Was there anyone behind you?
No. Anyway, so I'm there and I was just sort of waiting and I didn't know whether the plane had landed or what, but I was just waiting and waiting and it said 1 minute. Mm. And I was probably there for about 10 minutes. And this security guard was just like walking up and down and he kept like looking at me.
Yeah.
Right? Kept looking, looking, looking. There was a couple of cars there, but I had definitely been there the longest. Anyway, then he kind of approached me as this big kind of Maori guy and he like tapped on my window. And so I obviously put the window down and I thought he's going to ask me. I went to like start the ignition and he goes, "How much is your car worth?"
Oh, how random.
Exactly. And I said, I don't know. And he's like, "Oh, just because I'm sort of thinking I might buy one of these because like my parents have one of these cars like back in New Zealand and I just don't really know. Like, is it a good car? Like, can you tell me about it?" And
so
I'm like,
he was nice.
He was very nice.
Oh.
But he's just like going on and about the car, like asking me, you know, what's the fuel consumption like? And, you know, do you get it serviced regularly? And how much does a service cost? And, you know, then he said, "Oh, what year model is it?" And I'm like, "Oh, I don't know." And so he walked around and looked on the little registration sticker, right? And then he opens up the passenger door.
What?
Right, to have a look in.
No.
Right. He's like, "Yeah, I just think it's a really nice car."
He was trying to steal it.
I think he might have been. Yeah.
No.
I don't know. My brother will
pick you up.
Well, maybe. I don't think that was going on.
Do you
think
he recognised you off the radio? He might have.
You never know.
Wow. Do you think you'll see him again?
Only if my brother flies Tiger again, or I fly Tiger, or you do, or someone does. Imagine.
Unbelievable.
I was going to ask him how much he wants to pay for it, whether he wants to buy this car.
You never know.
You never know.
How weird.
Random experiences with men at the airport.
Weird. Yeah, well, we've had a few of those, haven't you?
Have you?
Yeah.
What's happened?
Oh, well, I can't divulge.
No?
No.
Go on.
I will in the break.
All right.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Now, I went along and watched Mark Vincent. Do you remember Mark Vincent?
Now, Mark Vincent was the winner or the runner-up. He came very close to, Australia's Got Talent, was
it? Exactly right.
Yes.
And he had a big booming operatic voice.
Yeah, he was probably a little bit contrary to the usual mould of those singers.
Yeah.
Which was great.
Yeah, and this is some years later now. I think it's 4 years later.
Okay.
And five albums later.
He's released five albums.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's quite amazing. And he was on at Bennett's Lane.
Which is a fantastic venue.
Nice little venue, isn't it?
It's very nice.
There was seats, obviously, at the very back or one table at the very front, right near the speaker.
Did you take it?
Well, I said to my mate, Viveka, I said, "Why don't we go to them?" And she said, "No, well, I went in." And I thought, all right, you know, because normally I don't mind sitting close to the front, but I thought that's going to be perilously close to that speaker and he's got a big voice.
Indeed.
It was a good move.
Yes.
He was brilliant.
Really?
Really, really good. And just, this is more of a quartet kind of style, just the girls on the violins and things like that. But it's actually, and a man on the piano. So there was actually, you know, five.
Five people.
But I think it's quintet. More like a quartet for the strings.
Yeah.
Is what they, you know.
Okay. So it was like a piano, a string quartet, and Mark Vincent.
Yeah. He did a couple of, he did loads of songs. You know, he only did about seven songs in total.
Right. This was like his album launch. Is that right?
Yeah. Now, it began with a very familiar face, or probably to most people, a very familiar voice, because introducing him was Damien Nicholas.
All right.
Yes, that man is just velvet, isn't he?
Indeed.
Opens up that
Joy
mouth.
Joy Life member, used to host a Drive show on Joy for many years.
Now, that was when Drive was good.
I know. What's happened?
I don't know.
No. Me either.
But he was, so he was saying, good evening, everybody, and well, you know, that sort
you
of.
You should go for that job.
It was between me and him.
Yeah.
But, you know, I didn't get it.
No.
Story of my life.
Yeah.
I'm still hoping to get Annie, though. I haven't heard back.
The lighting's right.
It is exactly. I could
It'll
do it.
It'll be fine.
I could do it.
Yeah. Off.
But, he introduced, and then he said, actually, we've got someone here who's going to say a few words before Mark Vincent comes out to perform.
Oh, my God.
I know. I thought...
Sure?
No, it was the cleaner. She just didn't want us to make a mess. No, it
did
was...
Did you go... you start running through your head, like, who could it be? Who could it be?
Well, you know what I'd seen, who I thought it might be, because they had a familiar hat on.
Uh-huh.
You know? And it was Tony.
Same Edna.
It was... No, it was... No, it was
the Pope,
Molly Meldrum.
Oh my God! Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was going all right.
Yes.
Until he spoke, because he had a couple of drinks.
Right.
You know, and
well, he's
I realized
not been well.
I know there'd been an accident, you know, with the ladder and everything, but this, I'm going to guess that it was more booze than ladder.
So what happened?
But I don't know.
No, but like what happened when he was talking?
Well, he started talking and then he sort of started with, he opened up with, I remember, I won't do an impersonation because it would be rude.
Yes.
But I remember, you know, when Mark sort of, you know, won and, you know, he looked good. I mean, I don't mean to be rude, but he looked fat.
Oh my God.
Which is always nice when you're trying to launch your album, isn't it? But now he's not fat and now he looks good, you know, and, then and it was, you know, I think it was supposed to be 5 or 6 minutes, which turned into 15 or 16 minutes.
What was he going on about?
Well, I mean, this, that and the other, really, you know.
Oh.
It was just, it was a bit like, you know, it was tricky. It was really tricky.
I love that.
They couldn't get him off. Yeah, yeah.
It was tricky.
It was tricky. They couldn't really get him off as such without being rude. And then he did get off. And then Mark, in the middle of his set, was just saying how he likes to impersonate John Farnham because he does a song on the album Burn for You.
Which is
beautiful.
One of John Farnham's most beautiful numbers.
Love
definitely.
It, you know. And so he then the pianist said, well, why don't you do an impersonation? So Mark started this impersonation, only for Molly to come back to the stage, which immediately makes me stiffen and just think, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, what's going to happen, what's going to happen?
Yes.
And which he did, and then sort of started yelling things at Mark to do, and it kind of didn't go down very well, you know.
Oh, my God.
It was a bit tricky.
Sounds a little awkward.
It was so awkward. But the actual launch was phenomenal.
Otherwise,
yes, perfect. No, but I mean, if you are a bit of a fan of Mark Vincent, this is brilliant.
And if you
this is absolutely brilliant.
See Molly at DT's.
Give him our love. I mean, you know, just buy him a Pepsi.
Yeah,
you know.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Now, I need to tell you a little bit later about meeting the Fockers.
All right.
This is all about my my brother's girlfriend's family. It's her birthday today. Sometimes she listens to this show. Okay. Happy birthday if you're listening.
Why don't you tell us now?
Well, I could.
Yeah.
Do you want me to tell you now?
I don't mind. I'm ready.
All right.
I'm pumped.
Well, so this was all happening on Saturday afternoon.
Yes. Now, we had mentioned this to the listeners a while ago. Remember
when you said
you were going to go in a costume and she was listening and, you know, it got a bit uncomfortable because you'd said she was horrible and all that.
I know. It's awkward, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And she was a little offended, apparently, because we bagged Taylor's Lakes.
Right.
That's where it was.
Well, which is wrong. We should never... I mean, it's a beautiful part of... God's arse of the world.
Anyway, trekked on down to Taylor's Lakes after picking up my brother from the airport.
Yes.
You know, where the weird man wanted to find
not
the details about my car.
The Maori, though.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And so my brother and I, we were kind of like laughing about, like, you know, stupid things we could do. Like, I don't know, just like... And so one thing was like, why don't you just like get stuck in a conversation with one of her family members and just go into inordinate amount of detail about... what you've been doing over the last couple of days. Like, you know, and so I cooked eggs for breakfast this morning and I normally have it with orange juice.
What a lovely brother. Basically, Peter Holdsworth.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But just like, you know, and then, or just like pretending, you know, to just have Tourette's or have a list. Like, I don't know, just it amused us.
Yes.
Right. It amused
us. Well, why not, you know?
Exactly.
You're not going to necessarily do it.
Well, I thought about it.
Right.
But anyway, it all went okay. All right. It was completely fine. But my brother who... it was his girlfriend whose family we were meeting, was, like, really nervous.
Of course he was.
Well, I don't know why. I wouldn't be nervous.
Well, Really?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Well, maybe it's because he's worried his brothers might pretend they've got a Lisa Tourette's or give out the details of their day in complete, you know, boredom. Maybe that's why.
Maybe.
Maybe he knows you lot.
Well, I think he does.
Yeah.
But it was, like, so he, like, had rung me the day before and, like, had almost gone into inordinate amounts of detail about the kinds of things that were going to be happening. Like, oh, and so I thought that what I'd just do is I'd go and get some chickens, like, instead of having a Barbie, because if you have a Barbie, someone's got to cook it. And then it's just sort of easier. And so so-and-so's going to make a salad. And then
I can't.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Awful.
It was very funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we got there. You know, it was all wonderful. It was great. It was fine. It was funny. But at one point, Tamara's mum, like, she just kept looking at me.
Oh, yes.
And, like, she's looking me up and down. And I was like, okay, this is a bit strange. Like, I don't think I look that unusual.
No, she probably thought you were attractive.
Well, then she said something to Tamara.
Really?
I thought, oh, God. And then you know what Tamara said? Mum thinks you look like Ben from Big Brother.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
I know.
Well, this is not a way to get on with some, you know, this is not a way to build the bridges with families.
Nah, I said, I'm leaving.
Did you should have gone, so, no, don't you, motherfucker. Asshole. You know, you should have done.
I know.
Oh.
Anyway.
Did you laugh? Did the brothers laugh? Did anybody laugh?
Oh, yeah, of course they had a field day with it because they've been going on about it ever since Ben from Big Brother went into the house. But I didn't find it amusing at all.
No, I do not either.
No.
I mean, even if I'm laughing now, it's not because I want to. It's because it's a nervous reaction.
Thank you.
I've also slightly urinated.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.